Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Finding Your Motivation for Change, comes from the audio learning program, Unchain Your Brain, a program for breaking the addictions that steal your life, with Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. David E. Smith. Here's what producer Stephen Lazard had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Dr. Amen and Dr. Smith have discovered that motivation is one of the critical elements that indicates whether or not an individual will meet their health goals. In this selection, Dr. Smith shares his insights on the importance of knowing your motivation in order to break addictions. He explores how our health and personal goals are really spiritual goals, and how we can choose a brain-healthy approach to help us reach them. I hope you enjoy this week's selection.
You can download this entire program, Unchain Your Brain, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Finding Your Motivation for Change, with Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. David E. Smith.
One of the things I find is just absolutely critical is you have to know your motivation. Why do you care? Why do you care about being healthy? And for me, I have work that I love. You've been around me, and I'm just so passionate about this. I want to be healthy so that I continue to do this work. Plus, you're like me. You have grandbabies. And I had my first grandson almost a year ago, and it's just like falling in love again. And I know how important grandparents can be because I was named after my grandfather. He was my best friend growing up. And so I want to be there because I know I can be a positive influence in his life. So I have very clear motivation to be a good dad, to be a good husband, to be a good grandpa, and to change the world. So drugs, alcohol, obesity, a sex addiction, none of that fits with the goals I have for my life.
Well, in treatment, motivational enhancement is very, very critical, and it changes with time. Again, the pain is usually the first consequence, and then long-term recovery. And then you have to examine your goals, and recovery is defined as learning to live a comfortable and responsible life without the use of psychoactive drugs, and changing your endpoint. In recovery, spiritual growth is your endpoint, and spiritual growth involves helping others. To get there, you have to stay on the path to recovery. Don't get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, too tired.
Which we'll talk a lot about coming up.
Live a healthy life. And then you start seeing things as we've shared a lot. I have three grandchildren, and I'm a prostate cancer survivor. Interestingly enough, they had the prostate cancer support group, which came after AA, which is you not only have the medical, but you have the support group from peers. That's the whole trend in medicine now, is to use the support group for peer identification. And I find that I've changed my motivation because I want to live for my family, and I want to live to see my grandchildren grow up, and I want to take my granddaughter to ski school and all of this stuff. But if you take any chronic disease, not just addiction, but any chronic disease, let's take cancer. First thing that happens when you find out you've got it is terror. Fear, all the bad stuff that's going to happen. The next thing is education and information. The next thing is, what can I do about it? You want to make sure you have a doctor that's good, but you want to talk to other people that have had it. And then down the line, you start helping others. For example, I'm 71. I have a lot of people my age group that have just figured out they've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and they read in the paper it's the second leading cause of death amongst men, and they're going to die a horrible, painful death, and I mentor them. Well, that's the recovery process. The 12th step in the 12 steps of recovery is helping others, and you help others to help yourself. That's how AA got started. Bill Wilson went to Dr. Bob, and it was one alcoholic helping another so they could help themselves. Well, that is the spiritual growth. And in 12-step, we say you can go fast and get the experience. That's what drugs do to you. But then you come back fast, and you end up worse than you were before. With the 12 steps of recovery, each step lights the way to the next step, and you have an endpoint of spiritual growth. So you have to decide what your path is, and there can be multiple paths. As you know, Dan, we use different prayers, but we both pray. We have different religious denominations, but we have a religious, and we're both men of faith. You have to decide what your path is and what your input is, but always, always, it starts with brain health. Example would be when you were talking about, well, addiction is not a disease because addicts do bad things. Well, Alzheimer's patients, when their brains aren't working right, do bad things.
Absolutely.
Diabetic patients, when they're not treated, they don't take their insulin right, they'd crack up their car and this, that, and the other thing. So the aspect, which really in a certain sense got this whole project started, was that I saw how effective the brain healthy approach worked, particularly for adolescents. They live in a world that says drugs are bad, they're bad, their parents think I'm bad parents, bad, 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 rather than we have a bad brain disease and maybe we've contributed to it by not using brain healthy approaches and we want to change. Most addicts and alcoholics end up in the criminal justice system where they don't have treatment. And I think if we changed our entire approach to demand reduction to a brain healthy approach, there's still a lot of bad people out there. In fact, I found out at this national conference that the cartels in Mexico are supporting drug treatment so that they can clean up their addicts, that they can go out and deal drugs for them. So there's no question that there's not a lot of bad people out there doing bad things. And you need efforts to clean up the environment, to deal with bad people and drug pushers and this, that, and the other thing. But at our end, through demand reduction, what you have to do is focus on a brain healthy approach. If nobody wanted to use toxic drugs, there wouldn't be the demand for all the drug pushers to use them.